What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And good morning. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Good morning, Kim. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. It's Friday Eve. That's always a nice feeling, right?
Ugh, I wish it was Friday.
This is one of those weeks where I'm just confused what day it is. I don't know why. I'm confused.
I'm confused, too. There's a story that you mentioned in the news. Francis Howell School District paid its newly hired superintendent how much money to leave?
Just over $229,000. The whole situation's kind of odd because the reasoning that he gave for his resignation last week was that he was going to move on to something that was a better fit for his family. We'll come to find out he's taken a job in Oklahoma as an assistant superintendent at some district there. But then it almost makes it seem like maybe the district kind of pushed him out and he, quote unquote, resigned, but that there was maybe some turmoil going on. I'm completely speculating right now. It just seems a little odd to me.
So why are they paying him a year's salary that he's not going to be performing?
It's a fantastic question. He was there for like 5 months. He got hired on in March because the other superintendent left to go to one of the other districts here, Kirkwood. So he was on the job from March until July. And he's getting his entire year salary.
This? Schools are broke, Kim. We can't afford teachers. We can't afford books. We can't afford supplies. These poor teachers are buying their own crayons for their kindergartners. And they're paying a person not to work $229,000 because he's taking another job somewhere else.
And it's the timing of it.
Don't complain about schools funding when there's stuff like this going on.
No, I know. And this is taxpayer dollars. In fact, I'm in the adjacent district, but still, I mean, these are taxpayer dollars, and it's ridiculous that these teachers can't even, you know, have their school supplies paid for by the district, and yet they're shelling out this kind of money. Maybe there was like a threat of a lawsuit. I don't know. The whole thing is weird. Like, they're saying that maybe this guy, this Dominguez guy, the superintendent who left, that it sounds like he was maybe in talks with the Oklahoma district when things were still not quite figured out with the Francis Howell district. So then you have to wonder what was going on there.
So he took a backup job in case Oklahoma, hypothetically, and the one job he wanted to get comes through, but he still gets to collect the salary from the backup job.
I guess it'll be double
dipping.
Yeah, I guess it'll be double dipping.
If that's the case, I don't know. This is stupid. This is so stupid. All right.
It is.
When I hear stories like that, I think, okay, school districts, they got it rough. I get it. It's tough to get all the resources necessary. But at the same time, there are so much stupid things. A rational person, an outsider, could come in and probably clean things up very quickly if given the opportunity. But if they're hand tied by stupid deals that these public institutions make and they have to pay things like this out, mm-hmm. it's impossible. There's no wonder why schools have no money if this stuff happens more often than not.
Well, and they're saying this audit just found that the St. Louis Public School District might run out of money by 2031 because the last superintendent was a train wreck. Train wreck. She was fired, and rightfully so, but she drove that district into the ground. It was already kind of there, and she just dug a little deeper of a hole. I mean, she was hiring people and paying astronomical amounts and excessive spending on credit cards. I won't even go into all the details, but point is, the St. Louis Public School District is not doing so hot right now.
All right. Yeah. You know, I do want to talk about this more, but first we should probably go to the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
Today, Apple is announcing that it will invest $600 billion, that's with a B, in the United States over the next 4 years.
Great news. That's a big investment. We need to see more of these types of investment. One of the last large ones, GE, said they're moving their productions back to the United States, a big plant. Good to see Apple doing something like this. They charge enough money for their products. They should be able to afford American workers.
Well, I don't know about timing in terms of that. That's the specific timing of it is not discussed. I think what we have is a better understanding of the conditions under which Russia would be prepared to end the war.
You know, it sounds like we do have a checklist of what Russia has prepared in order to get this war over with Ukraine, which is a good sign that they are ready to negotiate.
Republican majority Congress with these five stolen seats, if we allow them to succeed, will roll out the royal red carpet for a Trump third term.
Yeah, I love it, Beto O'Rourke. In I forgot about Beto O'Rourke. It's weird hearing him say anything other than anti-gun propaganda.
Let's talk about Bernie Sanders for a second, because there's...
He doesn't talk to me anymore.
Why?
I don't know.
When did he stop talking to you?
Right after I spoke at the RNC.
Did you used to talk to him a lot?
All the time. I did rallies with him around the country.
And then what happened? Just went totally silent?
Just whenever I think he looks at it as a betrayal of not endorsing the Democratic Party. He's never said that, but his whole attitude and access has completely changed towards us.
And that was the Teamsters president saying that Bernie Sanders stopped talking to him after the RNC convention. If I remember correctly, Teamsters actually didn't make a endorsement, right? I don't think they endorsed Republicans or Democrats. So that was a big betrayal. And that was a pretty big deal, all things considered, because you have the United Auto Workers and their rah-rah Kamala. I never heard that, but that would actually work as a cheer.
Rah-rah Kamala. They should have paid you to be a consultant for her campaign, although they found ways to pay a lot more money for other stupid reasons, like having Beyonce up there on stage to say you should vote for Kamala, but then, what, not even perform?
Yeah. I mean, what is it really that hard of a gig? Like, you go in front of the DNC, and you get to the microphone, you'd say, Trump sucks, and everyone claps, and you go collect your $1 million.
Yeah, really, that's it. What a joke.
That's all you needed. Going back to the school thing, because this, I hate this so much. When there's the option of school choice, and some states have done it differently, Missouri definitely has leaned towards going to a full school choice option. But I find when you have a neighborhood you live in, and the school district is terrible, and the schools that you would send your kid to are terrible, you realize that in the past, it's been terrible. In the future, it probably will stay terrible. It's not getting any better. And it doesn't matter how much money you put into it. So I look at these different initiatives and the school this and school that. And I understand that the idea, if you throw more money into failing schools, things will get better. That's absolutely not the case whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
And the same thing with these schools that are just dumping money in inappropriate places, like superintendents that didn't want the job to begin with, and then they shoo on a plane to Oklahoma. Their family was probably there before they even resigned. And that's it. I mean, you're wasting money in all these different places. You're irresponsible with it, and there's no sign that the kids are ever going to benefit if they're stuck in a district where those things happen.
It's the same concept of these government handouts that the liberals very much promote. The problem is that you're giving these handouts to some people who, like, let's just say you give out, you know, $1,000 and you're saying, oh, this will help you get back on your feet and help you pay bills. Well, guess what? If they have poor money management skills, they're not going to use that money and invest it or save it or use it to pay the things that they should be paying, you know, for with it. They'll blow it on something stupid. And that's part of the problem. You're just giving someone a fish. You're not teaching them how to fish. You're not doing anything that's actually sustainable. These districts are the same way. If they're not running properly, they have poor, financial management skills or whatever you want to call it. You're like you said, it's not helping them by giving them more money. They're just going to find other ways to blow it that are not productive.
This is so stupid. And the same thing, you ever have, I don't know, I went to Central Michigan University, big old public university in the center of the state, a little bit north of the center, I guess. And I still get messages from them asking me to donate money.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why would I give you money? Like, you're sitting on so much money.
I know.
Why would I, someone that paid you to go to that institution, donate money to you after the fact? Even though I paid my student loans off,
same.
Why in the world would I give you money?
It makes absolute. It's a joke. Every time I get this, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I went to Mizzou, and I know I had in-state tuition, but you're still paying a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not donating to you. I'm sorry. I'm not one of those alumni who's going to be like, yes, I'm such a proud Mizzou alum, and here's some of my money.
It started before I was done paying off student loans.
Oh, yeah.
You get those messages. And I remember when they stopped calling me, which was good. The person on the other line asked if you could make a donation as part of the alumni. And I said, I'm still paying off student loans. I said, how would that be responsible of me to donate money to you when I'm still trying to pay off the loan to go to your school? And then I said, do they pay you for this? They're like, yeah, I'm just a college kid.
Oh, it was a college kid. Wait, they were
just a college kid asking for money. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The phone bank asking for, oh, I'm just a college kid. I'm like, I know this is a lousy job, but it would be irresponsible of me to give you any money. And there's not a chance it's going to happen. I still get the emails. Don't get the phone calls anymore.
Yeah. All right. This guy's not doing anything. We'll just not waste our time anymore.
Not a chance. All right. There is so much going on in the world today. And Fort Stewart at the center of attention. I want to talk about that and a few other things. Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. And yesterday, Fort Stewart shooting suspect Cornelius Radford was subdued by quick-thinking soldiers who stopped the attack, which is, wow. I think about where you are when you decide to commit these attacks, and you don't realize that these guys are tough and they're not putting up with it. So real heroes walk among and all around him. So I think that, I don't know, obviously he wasn't thinking straight, but Donald Trump even addressed this yesterday during his press conference.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
James, if we can play clip number 3.
The perpetrator of this atrocity, which is exactly what it is, will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The entire nation is praying for the victims and their families, and hopefully they'll fully recover, and we can put this chapter behind, but we're not going to forget what happened. We're going to take very good care of this person that did this horrible person.
Okay, they're going to take care of this guy. It's not going to go well for him. And when you're surrounded by, again, heroes, people that do some pretty heroic things and are regularly, I guess, prepared to give their life in defense, then it doesn't surprise me that almost instantly, as soon as this started, they ganged up on this guy to stop it from happening. Well, he is alive. He's going to face the consequences of what he did and the shame. I don't know what else you need to say. I guess it could have been a lot worse, and hopefully every victim recovers fully, 100%.
That's what's incredible. I heard that, I mean, there were some serious injuries, but all 5 of the soldiers who were shot, it sounds like, are expected to recover. I mean, you don't typically have that kind of an outcome.
No, not at all. And, you know, I'm looking at, so I guess the intake video or pictures of him when the suspect was taken in. So normally when you have the perp walk, I didn't realize this. Is this a military thing? They basically put them in what looks like a karate dojo outfit with like a black belt around them. Have you seen the pictures of him being walked in after arresting him?
I don't know. I haven't seen those.
I wonder if that's put on, like, I wonder if they like basically try to sterilize everything on him for evidence sake. I wonder if that's what's going on, because I've never seen, it's almost like a giant poncho, like a rain jacket if you're in a swamp. And then they have this black big belt, almost like a girder belt that goes around his stomach. And I thought, I've never seen that before. I wonder if that's a military thing or if that is just new protocol for high profile suspects.
Well, I know the thing around the stomach, I feel like I've seen that before. And I don't know if that's like a way that they can get their hands secured. You know, you were talking
about the police with their hands. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. You and I were talking about all the crazy stories I've had as a TV reporter. And, you know, I used to go to the jail a lot. 24 hours after someone was arrested, they would have their initial appearance within 24 mm-hmm. hours. And so I remember going to the jail and you have the, you know, tiny little room and the suspect comes in, you know, in front of the judge or whatever. And you'd walk past a line of the other inmates. And, you know, they kind of had the belt thing on that you're talking about. But they'd have the, you know, the chains on their hands, the handcuffs, and then they'd have their feet chained up and they're just staring at you walking past them. And you're like, good morning. Hello. Like, because you're right by them, you know, just kind of awkward.
So. Would they say nasty things
to
you?
I'm not really. I recall. They'd probably be stupid to do it because there were usually guards right there. But
yeah, it's not like Silence of the Lambs. Did you have anyone behind glass you've ever talked to?
Well, I mean, it is kind of creepy when you think about what some of these people were accused of doing. You know, you'd have people who like brutally murdered somebody. And then less than 24 hours later, they're standing like, you know, less than 10 feet away from you facing this judge. And I'm just thinking like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine what you just like think about what they had just allegedly done, you know, less than 24 hours ago.
There they are. There you are. And you recognize
them. And there
them.
I am. Yeah.
You know, the other thing that came out yesterday, and I didn't realize this, apparently this was last week, but the news of this kind of trickled in. There's a big lawsuit down in Florida about Tesla's autopilot program where they were auto driving their cars. So in 2019, there was a crash with an autopilot equipped Model S. Crash killed someone. I think I'm trying to remember exactly how it worked. I think the person was at a stalled car, but there was an issue with the autopilot. So it started a lawsuit, and a federal jury ordered Elon Musk's electric vehicle company to pay $243 million to the victims of the crash, finding that their autopilot driver assistance software was defective. Tesla said the driver was solely at fault, and they're going to appeal this sort of thing. So they're looking at this as a bump in the road in autopilot technology. I don't care how good this technology is. I don't ever want to put my family and myself in an autopilot car. I can never trust it, ever.
I've seen videos of those cars, not obviously here in St. Louis, but where the people are, you know, sitting in the back and the car is just driving itself. And it's kind of creepy. It's basically a taxi. It's the 2025 version of a taxi. And I mean, wait until those things start getting involved in deadly crashes. Because you're talking about, you're saying that there was somebody who was in the driver's seat, but they were using autopilot. Is that what this was? Because do you know what I'm talking about? The difference where you're getting into a taxi and you're knowing that it's a self-driving car and no one will be in the driver's seat?
It said the case involves a Model S sedan that went through an intersection and hit a victim's parked Tahoe as they were standing behind it or beside it. The driver had reached down to retrieve a dropped cell phone and allegedly received no alerts as it ran through the Stein and crashed.
That's sad.
So they're saying the alerts and warnings never went off while they weren't paying attention.
I mean, that's what's kind of scary about some of the technology is it allows you to be, you know, well, could you be drunk and passed out? I mean, would it still drive?
I know there's other sensors that detect that sort of thing, but let me, I guess, relay this to other forms of technology. There's no warning bells when all this other technology we have is rotting our brain or hurting our health, our mental health. I mean, just basically reprogramming our children's health if you allow them to have certain pieces of technology for long periods of time. And the warning lights don't go off for that when they should. I think the warning lights are the parents. In this case, the warning light is if you're a driver and you're behind the wheel and there's a piece of technology you're relying on, you're still solely responsible for that technology. I agree with Tesla in that sense. And I don't think I would ever, ever, ever get so comfortable with this type of technology that I would just allow it to hands off, take care of my family for me.
I agree.
I can't see that.
There are some people who probably should have a self-driving car because they're terrible drivers and a robot would be way better than them. But yes, I agree. I'm not really comfortable with allowing, you know, my car just to basically take over for me.
I like the idea that as a punishment, you're forced into self-driving situations. You're that bad that only Tesla is allowed to escort.
You drive so slow in the left lane. Now we are forcing you. You have to allow us to take over control of the car.
Yep. And your sole responsibility is don't complain because you have it better than you think you do with the self-driving car. All right. When we come back, Kim on a whim. We're going to get to that. Don't go anywhere.
Kim on a whim.
Another win, in my opinion, for the Trump administration, and that is that RFK Jr. just cut $500 million in mRNA vaccine contracts. And of course, people are freaking out about this because they're saying that this is going to make it impossible to do research and develop more of these COVID vaccines. And of course, this comes as they're trying to announce some, you know, goofy new strain of this, of you know, COVID and freaking people out. And it's just funny because you have these news outlets that are pushing this fear-mongering content of there's a new strain and you have to make sure you get vaccinated. And then, you know, I'll be scrolling on social media and then just below that, I'll see another outlet that's talking about how more and more people are opting to not get their latest COVID vaccine.
Well, so let me just double check. So the mRNA is messes with your DNA?
Yes. Yes, it absolutely does. This was big.
The whole idea is that that's what it does. Yeah.
Yes, and this is scary because this really was the first time with COVID that this had been implemented. It had been in the works for a while, and that was the argument. It was, oh, well, we've been developing this for a very long time, and it's tested, and it's safe. But they had never actually put it into a vaccine and on a wide scale approach, like given it to all these people. And I mean, there were so many cases and continue to be so many cases of myocarditis, issues with the heart. You had all these young athletes drop, seemingly healthy young athletes, particularly young men, who were dropping dead. Now, can we definitively say it was because they received the COVID vaccine because of this specifically mRNA? No, obviously not. But I mean, it's a little odd that we had all of these things happening and these were people who happened to get, in many cases, vaccinated. So you have to at least ask the question. I want to play this soundbite for you. This is a guy named Dr. Paul Offit. He's on some advisory committee or whatever with vaccines, but he's also a pediatrician who apparently specializes in infectious diseases, vaccines, immunology, and he has a lot of opinions about what happened here with RFK Jr.
What's a sad day for science in this country. The mRNA vaccines saved our lives. It was estimated that in 2021, you were 12 times more likely to be hospitalized and die if you didn't get a vaccine than if you did. In 2022, you were 6 times more likely to be hospitalized and die. It's a phenomenal technology, and it was remarkably safe. I mean, I'm on the FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee. When we looked at those data in December of 2020, we were only looking at 35,000 people who had received that vaccine. All of us were worried that the other shoe was going to drop, that there was going to be a much more serious side effect that we would see when millions of people, and now hundreds of millions of people, were vaccinated. And that wasn't true. Although the vaccine could cause myocarditis, meaning inflammation of the heart muscle, it was rare and it was transient and self-resolving and short-lived, as distinct from the virus, which could cause myocarditis, which could cause you to be hospitalized, go to the intensive care unit, and die.
That's the kind of crap that you're hearing from people like this guy. It's fear-mongering and it's completely inaccurate. People were not getting COVID, but they had received the shot, only the shot, and they had myocarditis, and guess what? They were dying. I lost my job from the TV station here in St. Louis, sure. Ryan, because I refused to get the COVID shot. I have zero regrets about that. I would do it over and over and over again. I'd lose every single job I ever have, even moving forward. If they sat there and ever tried to mandate that again, I'd be out the door so fast. I am so grateful that I opted not to get that, because I've heard from so many women who made the decision, and I respect the fact that you should be able to make the decision to get it. I'm not criticizing people who got it. I'm criticizing people who want to force it on everybody else. But I heard from so many women who had their cycles messed up. And it wasn't even just women who got the shot who had their cycles messed up. There were women who were around people who had the shot and their cycles got messed up. I mean, it was very bizarre what was happening. And there are so many people who have sadly been vaccine injured who have reached out to me. And it's so underreported because there's nothing that the vaccine companies have to do. There's zero liability for the actual company. They can roll out all these shots and they don't have to pay anything. There is potential compensation, but it's not through the specific company. So it's not like Pfizer is going to pay you out if you get a Pfizer shot and you're injured from it.
Mm-hmm. I find there's that big case here in Detroit where a woman tested the waters basically and said that she was forced off her job for religious reasons based on not wanting to take the vaccine. She won a huge settlement. And this was just one of a lot of cases that could be brought in front of a jury. Cases like that interest you?
Absolutely. It's funny. I didn't end up suing KMOV. I absolutely could have, but I was let go in 2021 when this whole thing had just kind of been rolled out, and mm-hmm. I had attorneys reaching out to me, but I had just lost my job. They owed me more than $10,000 from my contract mm-hmm. that they didn't pay because my contract was cut short, and they would only pay it if I agreed to sign a non-disclosure where I basically could say absolutely nothing about what had happened. And I said, that's BS. I said, I'm going to be talking about this. And I did. And so I refused to sign the non-disclosure. So I basically walked away and took nothing. And I was, you know, in my 30s at the time, early 30s, and I ended up moving back in with my parents for a little bit. And, you know, I didn't care. I'm like, I'm not getting this. And but it has been really neat, Ryan, to see a lot of these people. I've seen teachers and others who were let go like I was, and they did opt to sue. And like you said, they're winning massive settlements in this.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one, and basically, if I remember correctly, they came up with a pool of like 100 potential people, and they just picked one, and they said, we're just going to test the waters with this one. And they won huge. Essentially, the lawyer made the argument that, is it reasonable for someone with a deeply held religious conviction to want to withhold the vaccine if they have a objection to some of the things in it, including its testing and use of, was it fetal cells?
Aborted fetal tissue.
So, yeah. And the jury agreed it is 100% reasonable. So what the lawyer argued essentially was, it doesn't matter if you took the vaccine or not. Is it reasonable for a person to object to it if they have a deeply held religious belief? And they all agreed it was reasonable. So losing your job over it is something that is discrimination. It's against the law. You can't do that for a deeply held religious conviction. So she won a ton of money. And it basically was a wake-up call for all these other people that said, well, I was in the exact same situation, so how are they going to handle it now when all these other suits start coming up?
Right. But, you know, I would take it even one step beyond that. I don't think, you know, I had a religious exemption. Like, I was technically, well, I shouldn't say I was granted that. It's very confusing. It was a very much back and forth thing with my union, and I had to get a letter from my pastor, and they were asking if I take any other medications, and do I drink, and all these things. I mean, it was this whole fiasco, but I don't even think you should have to argue that. I think that if you don't want to inject something into your body, you shouldn't be forced to do that. You shouldn't have to provide, in my opinion, a specific reasoning like it's against my religious beliefs to say, hey, I don't want this chemical into my body. Again, if you want to get all the shots, by all means, I have zero reservations about somebody else opting to get the shots. I just don't think that somebody should be forcing somebody else to put that into their body. I'm also encouraged that, I think it was just a couple of weeks ago, RFK Jr. Is requiring that this, it's a mercury-based preservative. Thimerosal, I believe is what it's called. And it's in so many vaccines. It's in the flu shot. And they're saying that that has to be removed. I mean, that was put in there back in like the 1930s. And they were saying, well, it's to prevent contamination and all of these things.
Mercury.
Mercury. Yeah, that's what we want flowing through our veins, right? Mercury. And of course, every time you read one of these articles from the mainstream media, they make sure that they say, oh, you know, RFK Jr. is doing exactly what we worried he would do. He's, you know, he's clearly anti-vaccine and he's pushing that agenda and, you know, kids are going to die and all of these things. And it's funny to look at the way that some of these outlets are reporting on this and just basically saying that this is like doomsday. You know what I mean? That RFK Jr. is doing some of this stuff. I'm like, no, he's trying to protect us. Like that guy, Dr. Offit, who says, oh, there's no concern about, you know, this is safe. There's no concern about mRNA and all this stuff that's going into your, being injected into your body. Well, I'm sorry. This was rushed and we have no long-term studies or even in-depth studies on what this could do to somebody. So for him to say that, that's just completely inaccurate.
Yeah. And here's the test. All you got to ask them, do you know that for 100% certainty? And their answer is no, because they don't, because right. It is not known with certainty. So if you were to cast doubt on something that's uncertain, that is totally reasonable. But they're going to make it sound like you're the crazy person for doing that. And here's the problem. There's no repercussion for them being wrong. The repercussion is, oops, I guess we didn't know. But they're the ones generating the information that people are basing their decisions off of. So there should be some accountability if they are making it sound like there is zero chance anything bad can happen. And they make it, oh, it's totally safe. And the repercussions are so minimal compared to what the alternative is. They use all these same type of logic and buzzwords and ways to try to convince you that everything is safe, that if we find out later that there are long-term problems and there are other issues that we find in the body, then they should be held accountable for all of the misinformation that gave people the wrong impression about the health in their own bodies.
And that's why Fauci should not be pardoned, and he should instead be in prison. No. But that probably won't happen.
Fauci is probably the worst perpetrator of them all. And I got to tell you that I love it when Rand Paul is someone that is not letting this go. Good for him yep. for doing that. All right. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. We'll just leave it there. There's some other things. You know, during one of the breaks,
now I want to know, Ryan.
Just more COVID stuff, but I feel like I don't want to dwell on it too much. But we could maybe do it later. But you know, I was watching the video of the horse biting you during the break. You told me that existed, and I didn't look it up until right now. And you took that like a champ.
Yeah, thank you.
So I was the video basically is from KCCI.
Mm-hmm.
And what market is that?
It's Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay. And you're out at a stable.
Yep, it was the state fair.
State fair.
I think it was the state fair.
Yeah, you're at the state fairgrounds. Iowa yep. Horse Fair was part of it. And so they have the anchor that is in the studio, throw it to you at the stable. One, I'm guessing you're like, okay, it already smells in here. But two, the guy comes over and he's like, horses talk to us. I need to teach other people the horse language. So when he's doing up and down like this, it means this. And when he's doing this, it means that. So he brings the horse over to you and you put your hand up like it's a dog that's going to sniff your
hand. I know. That was so dumb.
That was a bad idea for the horse, because the horse comes in and then you start saying, oh, it's giving me little kisses. And then the thing goes for a full chomp
and I
on your hand.
What hurt actually was trying to rip it out of its mouth.
Yeah, and once you realize it got the full full flesh on the side, like by your pinky or whatever, you can see it like resisting, like you're really trying to force it out, like it's stuck. And then you just kept going, and the guy's like,
oh, his eyes are bugging out of his head. But that the irony is that the segment, like you said, was about how you have to train the human who's interacting with the horse. And I'm like, oh, yeah, totally. You have to train the human. It's not about the horse. And then like an idiot. Well, and after that, the next live shot, when the anchors tossed to me, they said, Kim, did that horse bite you? I was just going to skate over it because I felt so embarrassed. Yeah. That it had happened, because I knew it was on me. I felt like the idiot. And so I didn't want to make the trainer feel bad, because you could tell he already felt weird enough about it. And of course, the anchors called me out on it on air. And I'm like, yeah, the horse did bite me. I'm fine.
You are such a professional. Some other anchors would have held it, not their composure. They would have they would have yelled. They would have made themselves into a big spectacle. Yeah.
Words are hard at 5:52.
I know, seriously. And they were talking about that with Gordon Deal this morning on his show. So with the amount of professionalism that you showed during that time, you just kept going. That's an old school professional. I'm telling you, Kim, you did fantastic
Thank
in that
you.
Situation.
I appreciate that.
So you said there's more moments like that out there, things that have happened to you in the field.
Some really weird stuff. I'm just trying to think. I should just write down all the weird stuff that happened when I was, a TV reporter.
I love it. You know, there's in radio, it doesn't happen as often when you're in studio. But if you ever go out into the field, you see some crazy things.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So one couple of quick stories I wanted to talk about. I don't know if this one is true or not, but there was a report out from The Guardian that said J.D. Vance's team had the Army Corps of Engineers actually discharge water into a river in Ohio so the water level could be raised for his family's boating trip. Now, I don't know
if that's
I believe true
that.
Or not. It said Vance was spotted in Southwest Ohio August 2nd during his 41st birthday, according to social media reports. And it was the Caesar Creek Lake feeds into this river. And apparently Secret Service made a request that we need safe navigation for our vice president. So we need you to lift the water on the Little Miami River. And the Army Corps of Engineers allegedly did so. So J.D. Vance can enjoy his birthday boat trip with his family.
So
now, I don't know if that's true or not.
So now people are mad about that, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a big deal or not. It's probably not that big of a deal. I know that Army Corps of Engineers and the DNR will consistently monitor levels. And if they feel like it's too low or too high, they manipulate it. Normally, they'll put it like an inch a month. Like they'll slowly, gradually either lower down, draw down the water, or bring it back up. Sometimes it's based on maintenance they have to do at a dam that's up the river or something, or they have to work on a retention wall, so they kind of manipulate it that way. So it's not unheard of that this happens, but it's just one report. So we'll see if that's a controversy that some people are going to make into something big.
This is why he's not qualified to be president, people will say. He's selfish and he just looks out for himself and his family.
Yeah. Is it worse than, you're talking about manipulation of things, is it worse than having to tape arrows to the ground so your dementia president knows where to walk in a house that he's lived in for, at that time, 7 years?
Wait, did they do that? They taped arrows?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The people noticed the arrows on the ground because he didn't know where to walk in the White House. I shouldn't say he lived there originally, but is very familiar with, considering he was vice president for all those years, too. The other thing is, Secretary Noem says there's no age limit for those joining ICE. One way to say is, hey, you can be 18 and start working for ICE. The other way to look at it is you can be 88 and work for ICE.
Hey, Joe Biden, you looking for another gig? Joins ICE.
Joe Biden joins ICE. Sounds like a fantastic skit. I almost want to pay for AI to create that.
That would be pretty funny. Well, because, there's so much criticism of them wearing masks and stuff. So the skit would be that the ICE agent shows up wearing a mask and a hat. Then he takes it off and it's Joe Biden letting all the illegals go, like, hey, go over here. Go over here. Go over here.
He'd whisper, too. I can't hear you. You're whispering through the mask. I can't hear you. What are you saying? And then all it takes is a person to walk briskly and he wouldn't be able to catch up with them. All right, you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. By the way, if you want to follow us, our video feed is up if you want to watch us on there, which is kind of fun. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.